Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time for your entertainment buzz. Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine is joining us. And I know this is a favorite book of many being turned into something to see, A Gentleman in Moscow.
Yeah, this is going to premiere on Easter Sunday night because TV never takes a break. But yeah, A Gentleman in Moscow, based on a really great bestseller that many book clubs really embraced. And they've cast it beautifully with Ewan McGregor playing the Russian Count. And the storyline is that he is deposed, as does all royalty, after the Russian Revolution of 1917. And under threat of death, he must stay in this hotel where he was in residence. He can never leave this place, and they downgrade him from a suite into like an attic room, and he makes the best of it. Ewan McGregor plays this character with great charm, and the people in the hotel become his family. And his real wife, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, is playing this Russian actress who becomes part of his world. But of course, everybody else can get out and have a life, and he really kind of can't. So there's something very poignant about the series as it goes on over the years and even decades. But Ewan McGregor is the heart of the show, and he's really good as playing A Gentleman in Moscow. Starts on Sunday on Showtime, and I highly recommend it.
Well, another actor who is always watchable is back, and that is Giancarlo Esposito. People might not recognize the name, but they'll definitely know his face.
They'll know him, especially if they were fans of Breaking Bad, because he was the evil Gus Fring, and he's one of AMC's favorite actors, and he's back on AMC starting on Sunday in a series called Parish, which, as it sounds, is set in New Orleans. And his character, he sort of threads the needle between being a good guy and a bad guy, kind of like a Breaking Bad sort of a story. He's a reformed criminal who used to be a wheel man. He really can drive like the devil, and he gets drawn back into the underworld for various reasons, and he's trying to keep his family away from it, but of course all this stuff gets really messy. It's only 6 episodes, starts on Sunday. If you like Giancarlo Esposito and the Breaking Bad genre, I think Parish will be something you'll want to watch, and that starts Sunday on AMC.
And that is Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on Total Information AM.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.